Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hussey and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, we're getting closer to the end of the year. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. This is the last Thursday of 2023.
Yeah, huh? It's the second to last Did You Know Show of 2023. Yeah,
exactly, second to last one. We'll be done on Friday. Tomorrow will be the last one of the year because we won't have one on Monday. Well, technically, Monday is the first, so I guess it wouldn't matter if we, which we won't have one on Monday because it's a holiday. We won't be here. But regardless, the last Did You Know Show on Thursday, last Thursday Did You Know Show today. Yesterday, you did a Christmas one.
2 days ago.
2 days ago. Yep. You did a Christmas one.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have a Christmas one, and I just happened across this one.
Okay.
And it's so still I'm the Christmas season.
You know, there's 12 days of Christmas. We're only in day,
that's true.
3 or 4? Yeah, plenty of, they're still in the Christmas season.
Perfect,
absolutely.
Perfect. So I'll do a Christmas one. Here we go. This one's quite intriguing for me. I had no idea. So I guess this is going to be more of a do you know. Do you know the origin story of the ugly Christmas sweater?
No, I definitely do not.
So this
we,
is...
Well, we had our Christmas party. It's not really an ugly Christmas sweater, but it's
right.
Like a
you brought
funny
one.
Christmas
yeah,
sweater.
It was, yeah,
you
know, I liked it.
I
thought
like
it was
them,
a
so,
cool
yeah,
thing.
But I don't know the story, no.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously a lot of people can think about it, you know, when they were kids going to these little parties or even at school would be ugly Christmas sweater day at school or something. I mean, it's a big thing. Funny thing is it actually started not that long ago.
Okay.
So I kind of thought, I guess it was an older tradition that just kind of... But I guess it makes sense. It's actually a little bit more recent than you would think. So here we go. So the ugly Christmas sweater, it's actually now an ironic yet nostalgic mainstay of the holiday season. And it kind of look forces even the coolest fashions kids to go ahead and raid their parents' closet for some itchy, unbecoming outerwear to kind of get this nice, ugly sweater going, right?
Yeah.
Well... According to the Ugly Christmas Sweater Party Book, the definitive guide for getting your ugly on. Okay, it's a book.
This is serious.
So somebody
official
wrote an entire rule book about this, okay? The origin comes from two Canadians that they're the two responsible for this phenomenon. The book credits Vancouver residents Chris Boyd and Jordan Birch as two young men who threw the first ever Ugly Christmas Sweater Party in 2002. So
wow,
really
super,
not
way
that
more
long.
Recent. Yeah. Even when you said it's pretty recent, I was thinking, well, maybe like 70s, 80s.
No, 2002. Yep. In an interview.
It doesn't surprise me that it's Canadian, so they love sweaters.
I definitely agree with that. It doesn't surprise me that it's Canadian. They did an interview on Canadian TV. Boyd and Birch explained that they were hoping to put on a cheesy, feel-good, festive party. And that the sweaters were kind of a main ingredient for that to kind of, you know, break the ice. People can talk, have some fun. In the years since, hipsters and hip, fun-loving bosses alike have jumped on that bandwagon, creating a wholesome, custom, perfect for all ages. So there you go, a cool custom for all these people. I know my family does it during Christmas. We do the whole white elephant, bring a sweater type of thing. So that's kind of where it came from. It came from two Canadians in 2002 who threw an ugly sweater party. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even they invented ugly sweaters. They just wanted to throw a cool party, and now
it's
a
way more
nationwide
popular
thing.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Definitely fun. I have memories of those ugly sweater parties as well. So pretty cool stuff like that one, Noah. And now mine, so you kind of talked a little Christmas. Mine, we're going to say it is New Year's adjacent.
Okay.
Because, you know, everyone, the Earth, we're getting a year older. Everyone's a year older, basically.
Right.
You know? So we're going to talk about something that happens in your old age. So did you know that as you age, your hair doesn't actually turn gray?
Huh?
You know,
what do
like
you
when
mean?
You get older, you know, your hair becomes a gray color, right?
Right?
Gray or white.
Get lighter.
But it doesn't actually turn gray. So one of the hallmarks of aging is that your lifelong hair color, you start to lose that, and you have either gray or some cases white hair coloring.
Right.
And now the human hair isn't actually turning gray so much as that it's no longer supplying the pigments necessary to produce color.
Oh, so that's like the natural color of
your hair.
Well,
it's like, it's basically like everyone has their natural color hair, but it's because of your body that builds up and they produce these pigments. But as you age, hydrogen peroxide builds up after wear and tear on hair follicles that prevents those pigments from being applied and blocks the normal synthesis of melanin, which is responsible for all shades of hair color. So it's actually that your body just stops producing that, so then your hair is just a kind of a colorless color, because you know white or gray is the absence of color.
Right.
So it's just instead of producing this melanin that supplies pigments, that your body just stops doing that, so you kind of have colorless hair.
Okay, that's kind of cool. So I guess you could basically say that, you know, if the floor could grow hair and it was a non-living object or something that could grow hair for some reason, it would be a gray, colorless color. So really, your hair, in its sense, by itself with no pigmentation, isn't actually any type of
color. Right. Yeah, it's just that each person's body makes it that has color. Yeah, natural pigments.
Oh.
But then after a while, they end up stop working. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the science behind it. So I thought that was cool, as, you know, we're talking about the new year and Christmas today. So some fun did you know stuff, as we are right in the middle of those two seasons. We got one more Did You Know Show episode this year tomorrow, and we'll be back with that episode at 2:45 on Friday.